Having a sick parent is not enjoyable. Constant hospital visits can be quite drudging. However, we do it because we love our parents and remember everything they've done for us. A guy acts as if he's Micah's father at the front door of their house, but Micah's father was still in the hospital due to an illness. I'm your host, MC, and this is episode 19 of the MCR podcast. All right, so here's a little context. My dad and I live together in our multifamily home in Germany. My dad has a serious lung condition. His lungs produce and trap an excessive amount of mucus. The trapped amount is huge and keeps his lungs from working correctly. It's pretty normal that he has to be picked up by an ambulance every 2 to 3 weeks because he can't breathe anymore. Last week, it was the time of the month. He couldn't breathe. I called an ambulance. He was brought to the closest hospital. Pretty normal for me because this happened at least 10 times in the last 6 months. So I went to bed after he got picked up on Tuesday. I went to work the next morning and got a text from him that he has to stay for at least 2 more days to approximately Friday. On Wednesday evening, I got home from work and played a match of Rogue Company when someone suddenly rang the doorbell. That's unusual because we never have unannounced visitors. I walked to the door and was about to press the door buzzer to open the main door when I heard what I believe is more than one voice directly in front of the door. So that means someone got past the main door. Weird. I asked in German, "Hello? Who is it?" There was silence for 3 seconds. Then a person who sounds like my father, but at the same time doesn't, answers, "Micah, it's me. I forgot my keys. Open the door." I thought, okay, in that case, wait a minute. My dad never calls me Micah, only Mikey. And there was that sarcastic tone in that voice. I didn't trust the situation. I called my father on the phone. If the person in front of the door was my father, his phone would ring, right? Right. It didn't. My father answered, and as I suspected, he was still in the hospital. Meanwhile, the two people on the other side of the door heard my phone call and started kicking my door. "Let me in, Micah. It's your daddy. Let me in." Thank God that door is reinforced. After I threatened them with calling the police and having a huge knife in my hand, they left. I heard their footsteps running down the staircase. I rushed to a window facing the street to check if I could see a car or a license plate. Nothing, just a few footsteps in the distance. They never came back. What's weird is that they knew my name and that my father wasn't home, despite his car sitting in the driveway. It was really crazy when a buddy reported something similar. We called the police. An investigation is in progress. If you or anyone you know have a horror story that you'd like to be narrated on here, please fill out the form that's linked in the description below. There are also links to the music used, as well as if you want to submit some feedback to help improve your listening experience. My friends, horror is all around us. We just try our best to avoid it. Once again, I'm your host, MC, signing out. Thanks for taking the time to check out the MC Horror Podcast. Have a great night.